Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, for the Sunday meditation, our child care champion asked me to have us meditate on children. So as I meditated on talking to you and leading you through a meditation on children, I thought, well, some of the people in the group haven't had children. And some of the people haven't really had that much interaction with children. And so I came to the realization that everybody here has been a child. Some haven't quite gotten over it yet. But most of us are working on it. So I'd like to focus on what Jesus said, come as a little child. Now, Jesus wasn't saying being childish or be silly. Jesus was saying, have the joy in learning, the joy in experiencing life, the way a child does. Have you ever watched a baby? Oh, a toe! Wow! Look at that! Look, I can chew on it. That's really fun. And so if we take that kind of enthusiasm into every moment of our life, we can begin to learn in a whole new way, and life doesn't get dull as the body grows older. So I'd like to introduce you to some spiritual techniques that can help you allow yourself to get back in touch with that child within. Not the childish or the silly or the tantrum, but the child of joy, the child of learning, the child of enthusiasm, the child of God. So close your eyes so you can tune into you, because that's where everything is happening, is inside you. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath and tune into your body, because this is your temple. It's the body you created to come into and learn through and express your brilliant spark as spirit through. Now, grounding is the first technique we teach and we learn, and we continue to practice it all of our lives because it gives us so much power as spirit in the physical world. So allow yourself, you the spirit, you are not your body, and I'll speak more of this in a moment, allow you the spirit to create a grounding cord, a flow of energy from your body to the center of the earth. And the earth is actually our bigger body. So visualize and allow that creation to flow from lower in your body, near the base of your spine, and let that energy flow through the chair and through the floor, and through the building and the earth, until you have a cord of energy that's flowing from your body all the way to the center of the earth. Everything is energy. Everything. It's basic physics. All things are energy. Matter is energy. Fast-moving energy. Slow-moving energy. The body is slow. We as spirit are unbelievably fast. So your grounding allows you, the spirit, that bright, fast-moving vibration to come through the body in a safe manner. So let that grounding help you stabilize your body. Take a nice deep breath. And give yourself permission to take charge of your body, your temple. Now, introduce yourself to you. And we all have to do that, no matter how we are aware of ourselves as spirit. As we re-enter the body each time, we learn more about ourselves. So I'm going to invite you to bring that bright spark of light that's you, the spirit, right to the top of your head. Let that bright light that's you, that spirit, that's part of God, part of the cosmic whole, just vibrate there for a moment at the top of your head. And you'll begin to realize why grounding is so important. Because that's a lot of energy you're going to bring into this physical body. And take a nice deep breath and let that brilliant light that's you come into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is where you, the spirit, can abide within the body and not be overwhelmed by the body. Let that bright light that's you shine in the center of your head. Let it shine and melt away anything else that's there. Because this is your home. This is for you, the Spirit. Take a nice deep breath and allow your grounding to be used for another purpose, and that is to release. Just release any tension or disturbance about coming into your body. Any concern the poor body has about all this bright energy coming into it. Begin to open the communion between you and your body. Now, all of us were conceived and born and grew up. We were all children. And today I'd like to have everybody get at least a little bit in touch with that child within you. That childlike, joyous aspect of you. And unfortunately, planet Earth is a bit of a mess these days. And we get taught a great deal of inappropriate information as children. So we're going to meditate a little bit on letting go of some of the things that we learned so that that joy and enthusiasm can emerge once again. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes of silence just to meditate on your child enthusiasm. The enthusiasm you had for all things as a little child. A butterfly. The grass growing. A bicycle. A toe. Just take a moment and allow your awareness to open to the things that brought you such joy as a child. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to release anything that gets in your way of having that level of joy now. You're going to have different things that bring you joy and you're enthusiastic about, but you can still have the same level of excitement. Maybe you're enthusiastic about CDM and the new friends you're making and the things you're learning about yourself. Maybe you have enthusiasm about a new job. Or maybe you're pregnant and there's lots of enthusiasm there because there's a new life growing inside of you. Maybe you're enthusiastic about a new relationship. Take a moment and be in the present and let that childlike aspect of you begin to emerge in relation to what you're creating now. There are many characteristics of children that we would be very blessed by having. One is children are very much in the present. Right now, right now, right now. And we as adults often have trouble with children because we're here, there, and everywhere. Let yourself be right here, right now. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Let your body bring you back to yourself. Now, as spirit, we enter the physical body and the physical world, and we have just separated ourselves from a completely spiritual environment, a oneness with God that's difficult to experience once you come into the physical realm. And so, babies often frighten people. And they frighten people because they're so full of light. They're so full of life. Allow yourself to express that light and life right now in the center of your head. Don't be worried that you're going to frighten people. You will. And that's why we teach you to bomb. allow that brilliance that's you to shine in the center of your head. Being right in the moment. It's just like being a child, right here, right now, shining your spiritual self into the physical world. You are part of God. What could be greater than that? I want you to use your grounding again for a moment and meditate on some things you would like to let go of from your childhood. Don't waste time judging it. Don't waste time being mad at people. Just let it go. Let go of anything you want to release from your childhood. And that way you don't have to pass it on to other people in your life. Let it go from you. And allow the true you to come in and shine. Let go of the things you no longer want. And bring in the things you do want. In our child care meeting this morning, I read a very short meditation for the group and pointed out to them in relating to children, there are really two things we relate to. We relate to spirit and we relate to the body. The only difference between adults and children is the difference in the bodies. As spirit, we are all unbelievably powerful, capable, all-seeing, all-knowing, eternal soul. And then the bodies vary. I recommend to everyone that you relate to all children, which would include those of us in big bodies, because we're children of God, with love, as spirit. And to relate to the bodies with respect. So take a nice deep breath and meditate for just a moment about any way your body was not respected. And again, use your grounding. And simply let it go. Let go of any way your body was not respected in this lifetime. I love it. I was reading an article, as you guys are doing some letting go, about how they're using massage for small babies, for newborns. And one of the things that they really emphasized is to make sure the child wants the massage. And it was very clear whether the child wanted the massage or not. And whenever the child didn't, it cried. And if it did, it was smiling and cooing and bubbling and happy. It's so easy to tell whether someone is being respected. Let go of the ways you were not respected. And allow that brilliant light of yours as spirit to bring back that light of God to your body. Bring respect into your body. It's a beautiful temple for spirit. Remember to breathe. And again, bring your attention into the present. Don't go back to your childhood. Be here as an adult, simply letting go of those things you have stored within this body. You don't have to know how. You don't have to be intellectual. Just simply let go. Habit. You don't want to operate off of that disrespect anymore. That you'd like to have respect for your body and love for yourself. Be in the center of your head. everyone is spirit. A newborn baby, all the way to someone who's just ready to pass from the body, and everybody in between. We are spirit. Allow yourself from the center of your head to acknowledge yourself as spirit, and you will acknowledge all others as spirit. Continue to let go of things you don't want about your childhood, and let that bright light that's you shine in and fill the area with joy, enthusiasm, all that wonderful energy that you have as spirit. Take a nice deep breath. And meditate on being that bright, enthusiastic soul now, just as you were as a newborn, at times as a child, maybe even sometimes as a teen. Awaken that excitement of childhood within yourself. Jesus said several things about children. I'm sure most of you are familiar with them. Let the little children come to me. Because, of course, Jesus recognized them as spirit. And they were aware of that. So allow yourself to wake up. Wake up to you, the spirit. Jesus also said, be as a little child. As I mentioned at the beginning, be like a little child, excited about every day, excited about what there is to learn, enthusiastic about what you've created in your life, joyous about your path through life. Wow, look at what I've created. Amazing. Be in the center of your head and let go of the judgment about your creations. Children aren't judgmental. You may be nasty to a child and, 10 minutes later, it's all gone. But most adults, of course, are going to carry that grudge for 14 lifetimes. You know? Be as a child. Let go. Be in the moment. Now, we usually talk to Jesus at this point in our meditation to get validation and encouragement and information. But today I'm going to have us talk to Mary. Mary was a mother to many children. She had more than Jesus. And she was definitely an amazing mother, because to be the mother of Jesus was an incredible challenge. We're talking about an unbelievably capable soul. And here you are, responsible for helping this soul transition into a physical body and learn how to operate within that system. So take a nice deep breath and say hello to Mary. And start by getting into the present moment with her. Mary was a strong woman. Mary watched her son go from birth to a disturbing death, knowing his mission. This takes incredible strength. So say hello to her. Why don't you start by just asking her to help you validate your strength, your ability to deal with life. then ask Mary to help you reawaken that childlike enthusiasm and joy that's within you. The ability to laugh and sing and play. Ask Mary for healing and let yourself receive from her a healing to release anything that stops you from enjoying your child within. Children laugh way more than adults. We need to catch up. Take a nice deep breath. And let's ask Mary to also give our group a healing. CDM, this is a place of healing, of change, of transformation, learning to know that your spirit, learning to know that you can take charge of your life, beginning to manifest what you desire. It's a very exciting place. It's also very challenging for us. And sometimes in our process of healing and changing and growing, we start taking ourselves seriously. And we begin to try really hard to fix whatever we've decided isn't right. Let's start with the basic premise, you are a spark of God. Guess what? There's nothing to fix. You may want to let go of some things, especially lies and other people's information and things from the past, so that you can let that brilliance that's you shine through. But there's really not anything to fix. You are part of God. So let's ask Mary to give our group, our organization, a healing to help us let go of the effort and the seriousness and lighten up. You can personally use your grounding to help let go of anything you're taking seriously. Notice how everything changes when you begin to take something lightly. Let's as a group begin to bring gold energy into and through the room to help us wash away the seriousness and bring our vibration as a group up to where it's light and bright and easy, the way life is for children, unless we mess them up. Release your seriousness. Bring in your joy. Children are the joy of the earth. Take a moment and just meditate on what a joy every new child is to the earth. Brings new experiences, new information, a new vibration, because every soul is unique. Everyone here, everyone on the earth is a unique vibration. No one else, no other soul has exactly the same tone. And so our orchestra becomes unbelievable as we have more new souls come and join us in this orchestra. This orchestra of sound and light. So take a nice deep breath and validate what we have to offer children. We have power to offer children. The power to run their own life. The power to express themselves. The power to be in control of their body and their creativity. The power that comes from grounding and centering and knowing that you are spirit and can manifest that joy of yourself as spirit your entire life, not just up to age 3. So use the gold energy. Use our affinity and our ability to welcome, and let's welcome children to come in to CDM. Remember, the more we heal ourselves, the more we have to offer children. Now to end our meditation, we'll spend the last 5 minutes or so in silent communion with God, as we always do. And as you have this quiet communication with your God, I'd like for you to focus on being a child of God and what that means to you, because you're actually a part of God. You are God manifest in a body on the earth. Use your grounding to make it safe for your body and say hello to your God. I'm going to give you some time to meditate silently on you as a child of God. Take a nice deep breath. Begin to be aware of your body again. Thank God for all that we receive. Enhance your grounding by just allowing more energy to flow down your grounding cord. Bring your attention back to that space in the center of your head. Draw your attention back to this physical world. When you're ready, open your eyes, bend forward, and release excess energy. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.